good evening and welcome. We are going live. It's 7 o'clock in the UK and it's time for Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 10. Or day 24 for Kim. Oh, how are you doing, Kim? It's Wednesday. The madness continues. People are still outside in the UK. The police are now breaking up crowds. What else has been going on? Oh, Prince Charles is infected. Health workers are being kicked out of their rented rooms by scared housemates. And the saddest news, a previously healthy 21-year-old has died. In better news, 405,000 people volunteered to help those in need, which is amazing. The government sent the call out for 250,000 and they've got 405,000 so far. Off licences, otherwise known as liquor stores, I'm reliably informed, have now been declared essential, which I think could be good news for some. What's going on where you are? Now, I know the Deputy Prime Minister of Spain has it. And now, while you let me know in the chat, and if you're not seeing the chat, then you need to refresh the page. I would like to say a huge thank you to Jonathan, who took the hot seat yesterday and took your questions on Judaism. It was amazing. We really, really loved that. So thank you very much, Jonathan. Let us know what your specialist subject is. Mike nominated me for all the apps in the Affinity Suite, and I nominated Mike for Excel. So if anybody wants to come on today with a specialist subject, let me know. So I'm going to get to the chat so I can see what's going on. I have the chat in 19 different places, but hey, at least I'm there today. So Kim's good, but Kiva's going crazy. Yeah, that's a good point. Mike, I'm whispering. Mike's doing a training course until 7:30, so he's got 28 minutes to get out of there. But Lola went out for a walk this morning. We're only allowed out once, and Lola likes to go out twice. And she's such a distinctive dog and we don't want ratting up by anybody. So he's been taking her out pretty much before anybody else on the planet is up. So that's the morning one done. And then he took her out in the evening while I sorted out the tech. But when she came back, she has her food. Then she comes up for a treat. It's a ritual, this. Then she settles for a bit, but then she wants to play. So I took her into the garden. It really was quiet out there and she's going mad. She's barking when she never used to bark like that. But what's amazing to me, having had a Samoyed before, if you take two toys out, she is actually, you throw one, she's prepared to bring it back and drop it at your feet and swap it for the other one. Now, this might not seem like a big deal to anybody else, but if you'd have had our boy for 13 and a half years, he never did master that. He would watch you say, you know, throw the toy, go and fetch it, Maya. And he'd just sit there and look at you as though, no, I have people for that. So my mum said, leave it to me, I'll teach him. And she got this pipe. It was a rubber pipe, quite small, but like bendy. And it was off the back of a washing machine. And he quite liked this toy. So she'd throw it for him. And then she'd say, you know, fetch it, fetch it. And 3 days later, it was all sorted. She threw it, she went to get it, he was happy. So to see Lola bring toys back so you can throw it again is actually quite amazing. So CQ, Deb, CQ, how is it where you are? Let me know. It's all been very strange here today. The journalists are no longer in the meetings with the politicians. They're Zooming in. So Zoom really have, everybody knows what Zoom is now. Mike's mother's seriously contemplating teaching with it. It's amazing. She actually got a friend who is already teaching with it. And these were people who had never heard of video conferencing 2 weeks ago. And now they're trying to run a business with it. So it is amazing. It's very, very, very strange times we live in. I must admit, I'm not seeing very many people have that much sympathy with Prince Charles at the moment, seeing as though him and his wife are self-isolating in a castle. Would that we could all do that. I know I've got a friend just lives up the road and she's self-isolating with her husband and 3 grown kids. So they are 24. She's got twins of 24 and I think the other one's about 26. And then there's 5 of them in a 3-bedroomed house. So, yeah, that's not going too well. Good evening, Neil. So how is it where you are, Neil? We need to know these things. Poor Kiva. Is she getting out at all? Or she just want to play and run around? because that's what Lola seems to want to do. Hello, Paul, sunny in Ohio. Do you know, it's been amazing here today. And that is not like the UK in March. And of course, that means people want to go out. So the police have been breaking up sort of sunbathing parties, basically, in the parks. And I think they've allowed hailers, and they're saying this is not a drill. This is not a holiday. Go home. Neighbours getting a new roof. Oh dear. Now we're in the middle of a crisis over home improvements. One politician said we can have them, and the other said no. So we're not quite sure where we are with that. The rule seems to be if they can do their job and be 2 metres from you, then fine. I'm not seeing that though, and certainly not 2 metres from each other. But right. So gripping or scared, witless. Do you know? I actually typed up on Facebook. The people I would like to see off the streets were the reporters. And then I thought, no, don't go there. Because there'll be some people who believe that if the reporters weren't there, we wouldn't be getting a true view on what was going on. So I thought, no, leave it alone. But I see these journalists and they've got boom microphones on a pole 5 foot long. And you're thinking, is this safe? It doesn't seem safe to me. Right, so good morning, Deborah. Deb's keyboard's playing up. That's not good. Mine died in the middle of a live show. Oh, Erwin, what tip's this? Thanks, Kim, for the tip. Did I miss a tip? Let me know what that was. Simon, yes, testing. We are live. How are you? We had a good chat with Rachel last night. We left you on the cliffhanger of having a chat with Rachel, our lovely daughter. And she was just back from shift. She was snuggled up in her PJs. Today was her last day off before she goes on 24-hour-a-day, 7-day call for the foreseeable. She's packed a bag with essentials in case the entire hospital goes into lockdown. But she did assure us, that's my girl, that she'd packed all her tech, so iPad, phone, laptop, the lot, all Apple, I might add, so she can keep in touch with us. So thankful for the tech right now. All right, what else have we got? Good evening, Pete. How was your day off, apart from trying to get iCloud to sync? Welcome to my world. There's no logic to it, is there? How is it now? I thought the great idea was turn it off and on again, but basically leave it an hour in between and see how it goes. I have had brilliant success with iCloud with specific applications, but there was other applications that, no. So some are good, some are bad. Ulysses works fantastically. Keynote doesn't seem to do bad. And I have some huge files. Let's have a look at some of my files, because for some strange reason, Keynote keeps opening itself up. I'm working on that. I have got files here of 1.2 gig, 800 meg, and they seem to work quite well on the iPad. So, Right. Oh, Paul's got a question. Oh, hang on. What was that? What was just before that? It's moving fast. Thought you were late and then listening to the recording. No, we've got a new red banner. Now, what we're going to do, Mike said, I'll blame him while he's not here. Mike's training, if you've only just joined us, in the other room. Mike said, let's put the We're Live Now graphic with the chat. OK, said I. So that's what we did. Nightmare just to get it aligned in the centre, but that's my problem, not yours. So there it is. The problem now is, unless you only make the chat live when you are literally about to press the go live button, we've got a banner saying that we're live, but we're not actually live because we're live 5 minutes from now. So Mike's now decided in his wisdom they need to be separated. So about 5:02, I thought I'll go and do that. That's simple enough. So I cut the graphic from one place. I comes to put it in the other and the plus buttons have disappeared. So I dutifully put it back where it was and thought I'll fix that in post. I'll fix that later. So if the red graphic is there, we are actually live. If it's not, we're on kind of replay live. Right. You got a question. What's the software you use to highlight the screen areas, usually in red with a rectangle shape? I mentioned it. I did. It's called Demo Pro. I stumbled across it in the App Store. I've had at least a dozen of those apps over the years, and they're not, they mustn't be that popular. And the problem with that is they just die. You know, people take the time, they create the application, it doesn't make them any money, and it disappears. The sole exception to that is one called Mouse Posé, but the problem with that is they went subscription. So I went in the store looking for something totally different and found this one called Demo Pro. And it looked fairly decent. Obviously, you can't do a trial or anything, but it wasn't that expensive, I don't think. I'm not quite sure what price it is now, but I've put a link in there. I will endeavour to go and have a look what price it is. It wasn't expensive from memory. $1.99. There you go. Absolute bargain. Absolute bargain. It gets 5 stars in the reviews, and I'm not surprised. It really is a set it and forget it. So long may it rain. It was last updated 9 months ago, so should be all right on Catalina. Pete could tell us that by going to visit the App Store, because under the compatibility, you get a thing that says it works on this computer. You know, it works on this iMac. So it would obviously read in the fact it was Catalina. If it didn't work, it should say so. So, yes, that's called Demo Pro. Now, let's test the system. Let's stress test the system and see if I can find the show it was actually on. There we go. Ooh, that's looking good. I've found it straight off. It was After Hours 48. So if you want to go see it, it was After Hours 48. Let me get you the link for that. There you go. System's working. It's a miracle. All right, I'm back in the chat. There we go. That was the show that I covered it. It does rectangles. It does squiggles. They do circles. Rectangles, squiggles, and something else. Could be. Could be. I set it up so it stayed on the screen, and then I had another shortcut key to get rid of it. Let me see my settings. Well, my settings will be in there probably, in that show. Looking for the icon now. There we go. Right, let's see if I can do this. Let's see if I can make some magic. Ooh, not going to be very neat, but it'll do. What I wanted to do with it, which might be useful for you, I wanted to be able to work it left-handed. One-handed and left-handed. That way I can carry on using my other hand on the mouse. So I had to have a real play around to find some stuff that wasn't already taken. Demo Pro Config, which you do spell like that. Awesome. And the ones I found, there was only one that needed to have two modifier keys. So hopefully what I'm about to post, there we go. It's a Google link, so it's quite long. That's my configuration for it. That's how I've got it set up. So I use Control and S for the squiggle, because, hey, it makes sense. I use Control and Z for the rectangle, because it's, well, it doesn't look like a rectangle, but it's the nearest I could get. And I use a double one to change the colour. You can have two colours used. Is there any way to change the embed versus link preferences in Affinity document after it's been created? Or do you need to specify for each imported file? Note there is a way that you can do it, Pete. What you need to do is, always assuming that you've got access to the files locally. So if somebody has sent you a file and you open it and it says, you know, can't find these linked files, then you're going to need the linked files to be able to do this. But I'm still using an old version because I rolled it back to check that issue you were having. Right. In the Affinity Publisher interface, under Document, you go down to Resource Manager. And in there, you will get a full list of all the resources you either have linked to the current document or embedded within it. If you see the status is set to linked, select those elements and at the bottom, choose Make Embedded. Convert to embedded, and it will do it, and then just save the file and it will embed them all in the file. For the type of stuff I know you're working on, I would embed them, unless sole exception to that is, let's take that process that we did a redesign on. If that is being edited by somebody else outside of your document and they're likely to update it, then if you have it linked and you link to the version of it that they're likely to update, then your entire document will get updated. So there are occasions when linked is better. But given a circumstance where you're trying to transport a document from A to B, then no. You would probably want them embedded. Oh, Kim, the poo bags did arrive yesterday. Now, what was comical was we had an Amazon delivery arriving. Now, the poo bags were ordered on one day and the other order was placed on another day. But when I got the thing on Tuesday morning, it said, you've got one delivery coming today. So I thought, great. So I just sat there minding my own business. My watch pinged. It said, you know, order's on the way. I thought, thank God for that. Because, you know, all we're worried about is Lola. We literally had, we had some steak in the freezer and we're taking it out and we're eating half rations for us. So there's some left for her. We've also got recommended, until we can find some dog food. Let's not go there with those prices. Tuna, which I usually have with salad. And somebody recommended tuna and eggs, like a fried egg, lightly fried or scrambled. And their dog loves it and they're eking theirs out with that. So they're using like a third of a tin of dog food, putting some dried with it and then putting a little bit of tuna with it or this egg. The dog's called Freddy. He's fabulous. Not actually met him. Seen loads of pictures over the last 5 years. He's a friend of, he's the dog of somebody at church. And he's enjoying it. He's having a whale of a time. So I was recommended that and luckily we had some of that in. But yes, the order arrived and I said, great, thank God for that. The poo bags are here. We opened it and it was like, that's not the poo bags. I said, no, it's not, is it? Mm. So I went back onto Amazon and it was then saying still on its way. And I thought, well, how does that figure with one order? Anyway, just as the order stuff stopped about 7 o'clock at night, there it was. Now, we've always had it. We were trendy before our time. We have a sign on the outside of the door that says Royal Mail deliveries and Amazon deliveries. Please open porch and leave inside. When they open the porch door, there's another sign with an arrow on it that says put parcel on floor. Thank you. Closed door. And it's because, you know, if Mike's here, which obviously he is for the foreseeable now, and he can be virtually training 7-8 hours a day. We don't want the doorbell ringing, you know, so we've always had that there. That's been there for the last 5 years. Now we've come into our own. Hey, we were trendy before it was trendy. Now the deliverers love us because we were sort of practicing social distancing before it was trendy. So we did get the odd delivery man who used to ring on the doorbell and I, for God's sake, or start hammering on the inside door. So much so, I actually had to cover we have an inside doorbell as well, and I had to cover that up. Not a peep on the doorbells right now. It's a case of chuck it and run, which it suits me fine. So yes, thankfully the poo bags did arrive, but on the cusp, absolutely on the cusp. Right, now you're looking up to sort of 45. Is there a list to be published for all the different shows? There will be, Erwin. Yes, we have discussed that at length. Mike and I will be discussing it again later. We would have done something about it last night, but we took some time off to talk to Rachel. So I must admit we were doing a video con for 45 minutes. But yes, we will sort that out. Right, great. Have embedded the stuff, but when I add anything going forwards, it's set to link. Is there a way? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. So let me go back to Publisher. Click on the dark background in any Publisher file. So don't have anything selected on the page. Click on the dark background with the move tool. Right. So tap V and then click on the background. You should then in the top left corner on the contextual toolbar, you should see three buttons: document setup, spread setup and preferences. If you go to document setup, the third option down, so you've got document units, DPI, and the third option down is image placement policy. And by default, it's set to linked and you can set it to embedded. And then anything that you add moving forward should be embedded. The sole exception to that is if you try and embed something that Publisher, in its sole discretion, thinks is huge, it will still prompt you, but at least it will prompt you. It won't just link it. It will say, this is almighty big. Are you sure? And you can just say yes and then move forward. Okay. Can't work out how to use the XML feed in the podcast app. Oh, right. Are you on iOS, Deborah? I must admit, I don't use the podcast app. And I know it can be done on the desktop. Let me have a look at the podcast app in here. Podcast. There we go. I'm sure I put it in the folder with the little poo icon on it. Naughty me. Okay, let's have a look. Jonathan would know the answer to this, wouldn't he? Jonathan does things like this. Right, shows. That's my library, so that's not going to work. Let's go to browse. Now, under browse, what I'm looking for is a way for you to add that. Podcast quick links. That's not going to help, is it? Come on, guys. Hive mind. I don't use this app. I use Downcast. I guess one way would be to put it into iTunes on the desktop and then synchronize it. But that's not perfect, is it? Oh, let's see if Jonathan's got an idea there. I will direct you to the instructions when I find them. Hopefully. Jonathan, you use it, don't you? You use it. I know you do. Can you add a podcast just by URL in the iOS version? Oh, the only thing I've got in it's MacBytes, and I did that via the store. You're welcome, Erwin. Excellent, Pete. Yes, on iOS or desktop? On desktop, it's fine. iOS, because sometimes I'm trying to leave the desktop. That would be better. Yeah, the feed is the one in the email. Most podcasts let you add by URL. One option might be, let me go to my email and I think I deleted the email to myself, which wasn't the wisest thing I've ever done. Okay, let me go and find the mail. Possibly there is a cheeky way to do it, which is if you have the URL on the clipboard, it might prompt you to add it as a podcast when you go into the podcast app, which is a convoluted way to do it. I know. Right, let me copy that and let's see if it does. Does it prompt me when I go in? No, doesn't seem like it. I don't know the answer to that because I don't use this app. I would have thought library's not giving me anything. So I have no way to subscribe, but I do have edit. Right. OK, here's what you do. You go into the podcast app. You go to library, which is the second icon from the left at the bottom. You hit edit in the top right hand corner and you tap the bottom option, which is add a show by URL. Ensuring you have copied URL first, which I just have. But I've got a heck of a long URL, which is not right. That's not great either. OK, what I actually need to do, what's happening is with the URL I've got, it's copied the Aweber link rather than the actual text. Not clever. So what I'm going to do to work around that is I'm going to copy more from. We'll have to make that copyable, won't we? We'll have to do that, make that copyable. What I will do is I will put it somewhere else and make sure that this works. So what I'm doing is I'm pasting it into, I'm using drafts, but anything would do, you can paste it into, and I am deleting anything that isn't part of the link. Then I'm copying it. Then I'm going back to the podcast app and doing exactly what I've just said. So back into podcasts. Let's have a look. Add show by URL. Paste the URL. Tap subscribe. And you get a tick, big tick across the screen that says you've subscribed. Tap done in the top corner. And marooned at MacBytes headquarters is then listed next to it. And to prove that point, I will do that. Let's see if I can do that. Oh, I can. That's fabulous. Right, let's get it up there. Well, I should put it on the clipboard. Not the best place I've ever seen to put it. And I'll go back in there and yeah, this is working. That's fantastic. Let me know if that works for you. That's the Apple Podcast app. But as I say, I don't use that. Downcast. Love Downcast. What does everybody else use for their podcasts? On the iPad, it's only the ones up to February. I presume you mean MacBytes shows. That's because we haven't got one out in March yet, but we're working on it. I figured it, Jonathan. Thank you. Yeah, it did work. As long as you paste the right thing in, you should be fine. So what I've just done is I've followed my own medicine there. We should put that on the website, actually, shouldn't we? And I've ended up with a page that looks like this. So I'm about to post a link in there to have a look at. Yeah, and that shows me before I was only subscribed to MacBytes and I now have marooned. There we go. Oh, you put the instructions somewhere. I will, Helen. I will. You know what I'm going to do now, don't you? Grab my pen. Mike's not here. And I'm paperless. So I've taken all the papers off the desk. Right. Maroon sub. There you go. It's written on my hand. Nothing gets ignored if it's written on my hand. My dad's looking down on me now. Because he always used to do that. Used to drive my poor mother insane. The other thing he used to do was put dirty great big wrenches in his pockets. And they ripped his pockets. And then she had to come home and fix them. Right. Sub. Okay, that is on my hand. That will definitely get done. Excellent. We should have subscription instructions, actually, on the website. We updated the website a while back and we had them on there for MacBytes, never mind marooned. And they were, Apple changed all the stuff and we said, we'll take them away for now and we'll redo them. And you can imagine the rest, can't you? Yeah, it didn't happen. But I have found a couple of apps so far this week that might well be worth sharing. Who would be interested in an application to potentially replace Fantastical and its obscenely expensive subscription? I found this app. I actually own this app, but I can assure you it doesn't look now like it did the first time I saw it. And I was trying it for a totally different reason. And as I'm working with it, I'm thinking, it can do that. And it does that as well. And I'm thinking, it's basically Fantastical without a subscription. The only thing it doesn't seem to do that I found so far is the AI language. That's not called AI language, is it? What's that actually called? You type it in English and then it converts it and it's very accurate. Apart from when some idiot called a webinar blah 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 at home. And it took the at home part and put that in as the map. But apart from that, it worked very, very well. This doesn't have that, but who would be interested in that? My number one concern was, and Mike just laughed at me. He laughed like a drain, was the icon. Many moons ago, I had an app and I'd have to find out what that was called as well. Literally, it's 14 years ago. I had this app and all it did one thing. That's the one, natural language. That's what I meant, not AI. Natural language. Thank you, Paul. I had this app and all it did was put an icon with a date on at the top. And it was because I was used to it on Windows. So I said, you know, if I choose not to do this subscription thing and I'm not paying, was it £50 a year? It was ridiculous. I'm not paying that just for the icon. And much as I love the natural language, I actually use Google Calendar and 90% of my stuff is added via a download or a add to Google Calendar. So I was using it less anyway. I wasn't expecting when I went back to this app, because I went back to use it for a totally different reason, to discover that it actually had the icon. I'm so excited. More than is good for me, actually. But hey, so who would be interested in potential replacement? I think McJib might. McJib was like me, incandescent with rage, incandescent with subscription rage. If you'd be interested in that, let me know. Let me know. If you're not, then I won't do it. So no. It does actually do something else. And I was intending to demonstrate it for the something else that it does, which is pretty cool. Very nice and pretty. I had no idea that they'd matured the app to such a degree. And where's the link for that? Because I also couldn't believe the price of it. So I'm going to find this app. I want to say it was £5, but I don't even think it was that. Let me see if I can find it. There we go. On the App Store. How much actually is that? £4.99. So I was right. £4.99. I was like, where can I give you the money? But obviously I'd already bought it. I bought it a while back. And I did get something else today that was £1.99. So I might cover that as well. So as I say, I've actually got two slots free on Friday. So you would both like that. Excellent. As I say, I was actually looking at it for something else entirely. It was sort of calendar related, but this app wasn't a calendar originally. It's amazing that they've put all that in it. And I thought I'd buy that for £5. But then I actually discovered I actually already had it. But I would still give them £5 to support their development because, you know, the other one's ludicrous for what they want. I know you get it. The subscription covers that and iOS, doesn't it? That's what I paid. I paid £1.99 for the iOS version. So it's £4.99 on desktop and £1.99 on iOS. Couldn't give them the money fast enough. Wanted to support them. Devon Think. I'm going to put that down on my list. Devon Think is on my list. It's a tricky one to do because to do it justice, you could talk for 3 hours on it, but I don't think everyone would enjoy that. So I'd have to split it up, and it's how best to split it up. But yes, I will put that on there. Give me some examples that you would be hoping it would do fabulously, Kim. Is this for your genealogy stuff? That way I can sort of make sure that the examples are bang on point. So I'm going to put that down as a yes for that. And I'm going to put down Devon Think again. And I've got the bit on my hand, which is subscribing to... I found a post-it note, you see. I'm getting excited now. Subscribing to XML feed. They don't make that easy. They don't. We deliberately didn't put that into iTunes, which would be the easy way to do it. If we put it into iTunes, you could search for it. But when we started, if you remember all those weeks ago, well, it is for Kim. Oh, 24 days and counting. All those weeks ago, it was, we'll do this for a week. That'll be cool. We could be doing this for the foreseeable. Mike and I are actually thinking at the moment, what do we do about our holiday? We usually take time off at Easter. And what we do is Mike finishes the day before Good Friday. So he has the Friday off and he has the Monday off. And they're both bank holidays, national holidays. So they don't count against your holiday allowance. Then he takes the following 4 days. So basically we get like from Friday of week one to Monday of week three off. And I said, and what we're going to do precisely? I said, sit here and do the same. And he went, yes, now you mention it. But his holiday year finishes the end of June. And I don't think we're going to be out of house arrest by the end of June. So, I think we might cancel our holiday. I also said to Mike, ask your boss, you know, because what Mike's doing at the moment is he's training 65,000 people, all the staff on new systems that are coming in. He's got Microsoft Teams training to do. He's got Zoom to do. And I said, you know, maybe they'd like to have you in for that 10 days. And, you know, and I don't mind moving it. I said, but if you're going to move it, you need to get a guarantee you can have it after June. We might tag it onto our exorbitantly wonderful, wholly excessive, indulgent Christmas holiday, which is already 5 weeks, but I don't mind if it's seven. We love having Christmas off. And last Christmas was obviously a bit of a washout. Mike had to move in with his parents, etc. So we're due a nice long break. So we might have to persuade his boss to add it on. Right. Do you use Keyboard Maestro? I do use Keyboard Maestro. And I always think with Keyboard Maestro, it's fantastic to show something real. A lot of demonstrations of Keyboard Maestro is like, that's fantastic, but why would I do it? I do have a couple of things, so I'll put that on the list. Right, Keyboard Maestro. Found another post-it note now. I'm rocking and rolling here. We might already have done it, but a quick thing of do's and don'ts when presenting something remotely. Like, I see people constantly moving their mouse around. Oh, I know. Do not move the mouse. It is so tempting, but do not use the mouse. I taught myself that, Jonathan, when I was doing face-to-face training, because back in the day, which was 1996, 7, 8, and 9, you were a mere child, obviously. I did face-to-face training and I had a computer at the front, but there was no way to control the delegates' computers or anything. So to see what they were doing when you gave them an exercise to do, you had to walk round behind them. And you were so tempted to reach out, grab the mouse and fix stuff. So Mike said, no, just put your hands in your pockets if you've got them or behind your back if you've not, and learn to explain. I could tell you by number where buttons were in Excel, because you used to say it's the fifth from the left, it's the second from the right. You had to be able to explain what a button looked like as well. So I've kind of rippled that through. That's why I like to have some kind of way to highlight things on the screen without, you know, with an app. And I know we discussed Mouse Posé, didn't we? It's not an expensive subscription, but it is a subscription. I think I prefer, I mean, if you're dimming the screen to highlight, so you're doing the torch thing, then Mouse Posé is probably the way. But I'm actually preferring Demo Pro. So, yep, I can do that. I can, presenting remotely. I did my first online thing. I think it was a MacBytes learning thing. And it was presenting with an iPad. And people thought I meant with an iPad, on an iPad. Like, no, look at all an iPad can do to present. I've actually got another app. And that was what I was meant to put down here, wasn't it? Whatever that is. Yeah, because I was about to buy something off Amazon, and at the time it was on next day delivery, and I thought, great. And I missed the next day delivery, and I went back the next day and thought, right, I'll order it now. And I looked at it, you know when the delivery date is? The 22nd of April. And I thought, well, I'm not waiting till the 22nd of April. I'll MacGyver something. And actually, I've managed to MacGyver something that's a whole lot better than I would have bought anyway. So I'm going to include that on Friday as well. And it's to do with presenting, Jonathan. So yes, I'm liking that one. I'm putting a star next to that one because I know I can sort that out in 5 minutes flat. Right, Pete, end of June would be optimistic. Well, you would know, Pete. I certainly wouldn't be leaving the country. I must admit, these people who have and now can't get back. Including Lola's first mother, who was abroad, but they've managed to get a flight back from Egypt. So hopefully they'll be back tomorrow. any idea how you could bully iTunes into letting you change your Apple ID? I wish. I wish. Pete and I were discussing this, weren't we, Pete? The only way you can do it, the email attached to an Apple ID, is if the email that is attached to the Apple ID is not an iCloud ID. So if it ends in at Mac, at me, at iCloud, then no, they don't let you do that. What they do let you do is add an email to it. But if your primary Apple ID email is not on an Apple domain, so obviously mine is at rosewaygiles.co.uk, which is my company, then you can change it. Which I didn't know when I went down that route 14 years ago. I had no idea. It was pure fluke that I did that. Mike wasn't so lucky. By the time he got his first Mac and was buying things, he'd got what used to be a dot MAC address. And he just assumed that that would be the best one to use for his Apple ID. On reflection, it was the biggest mistake he ever made. So what he's doing now is he's transferring purchases across as things are updated. But he did have to persuade Sky to let him change his Apple ID, which they did. They were okay with it. So it depends if the email that you've used is a domain other than Apple or an Apple domain. If it's an Apple domain, all you can do is add an email address to it. I've never done it. I've kept with my original one. I do have a couple of aliases at mac.com. But I don't use them, and I've never changed the email address you would use to log in because I'm too scared of being locked out. I used my elainegiles@mac.com for my calendars for a long time, but then I realized it didn't work with invitations. So I had to then switch all of my calendars, which were on Mobile Me, I think, at the time. I had to switch them from one Apple ID to another, and you can do all of that, but no, Apple do not let you change it. Unless it's in your own domain. Other than that, can't do a thing. Hello, Tracy. I believe your deputy prime minister is infected. I think we can trump that with the Prince of the Realm. But it's getting real, this stuff, isn't it? Now everybody's panicking that Charles was with the Queen. I think it was 2 weeks ago. 13 days ago. So he could or he may or may not have been infected at the time. You might be able to send a video of Keyboard Maestro doing stuff. Absolutely. Send it in, Simon. Absolutely. Idiot's Guide to Starting Podcasting with Hindenburg. Oh, Pete, you must be busy. You must, honestly. Come on. yeah, I could probably do that. I mean, basically, we started marooned as being a live show on FM, and that would be it. But people wanted to hear it at their own convenience. So basically, we created another podcast, and you should have seen us with like, okay, well, I'll duplicate this podcast feed. Then Feeder crashed. Then I went back into Feeder, which is the app that we use to manage the feed. And this one was hysterical. I thought, well, I've got the feed, which means I've got the framework. All I need to do is just delete the entries we've already got in it because I've duplicated it. Feeder crashed again. This time, Feeder wouldn't open. And I'm thinking, oh no, I've now actually broken it for all the other feeds. Eventually, oh, because then I tried running it again, wouldn't run at all. Not even after I'd force quit it and all of the rest of it. Eventually we got there. So yes, it's really in my head at the moment. Absolutely. I'm loving that house arrest. Yeah. Took them 3 months to fix a bug. That's the problem. I've literally just paid for another year with it. But as you see, I've pretty much taken to using Demo Pro. The benefit of Demo Pro is, and I'm not sure, I could have a look. I'm not sure if this is because I set a secret setting, which I could share with you, couldn't I, in the secrets of doing live presentations. What would that be? Be under slideshow? Oh, it isn't even ticked, so it must just work. Yeah, I like the fact that Keynote has settings in it for presenter view, but they're nowhere near as good as PowerPoint. But I can't make slides as fast in PowerPoint as I do in Keynote. I fly around Keynote. Mike will tell you that. But not so much in PowerPoint. The presenter view in PowerPoint's got a lot more tools, which Apple don't seem keen on adding anytime soon. But basically, you could use Demo Pro over the top of Keynote, which it's a bit iffy with MousePosé. So I'm liking the fact I've got one set of tools, and it doesn't matter whether I'm highlighting something on the screen during a demonstration or I'm drawing attention to something on a slide, it's the same tool. So I only need to learn one lot of shortcut keys. But yeah, I can certainly show that. Absolutely. You're falling out of love with Apple at the moment. Oh, absolutely. I know that feeling. I do, Pete. All of a sudden, they'll do something that'll be fabulous and you'll be like, that's amazing. But a lot of the other time, you'll be like you are now. So Helen's saying it's a sky.com. You should be able to change it then. You should be able to go into iCloud.com and change your email address. And that should just work. Let's see if I can. It's going to be dangerous, isn't it? I'll go into Safari because otherwise it gets itself all giddy. Have you finished, dear?
Yes.
Hey, Mike's finished. Now I can talk up a bit. We've been whispering because the door was open.
Not whisper.
Oh, I couldn't hear you, but you might hear us because we're raucous. Oh, okay. Lola's been played with. Mm. I needed gas and air. Yeah. Whoa, she's one exhausting dog. We had two toys, so I threw one and she went and fetched it and brought it back. That was the first thing I needed the gas and air for. The shock nearly killed me. Then I threw the second one and she went and got that. So we did that for hours on end. And then she wanted to tug the life out of the green dragon. I did hear some tearing, so the green dragon might need some suturing. might do. No, you can't. OK, let
Pete's
me have a look.
Pete's busy for suturing.
Pete's not busy at all. Pete's decided he's going to make a podcast, don't you, Pete? Pete doesn't know the word busy. Right, let me go into iCloud and see if I could change my email address. I thought I could, but maybe not. Let's have a look. iCloud.com. Come on. What are you bleating at now? Oh, and it'll send me Billy Doos to log in, won't it? Right.
I'll make sure I flush before I open the door.
TMI, Mike, off your toddle.
My host said that.
Okay.
Alexa,
right.
Toilet light.
Well, the rest of it we all heard, didn't we? Right, let me go in there. Podcast with full show notes and advertising strategy. Oh, I'm loving that, Pete. Yep, that'll be a 5-minute job. Is that you don't mind if he pops his clogs being Charlie, but not Her Majesty? Her Majesty's supposed to be okay. She is supposed to be fine. She is in Windsor Castle. So she's got 1,000 rooms to meander around. She should be absolutely fine, shouldn't she? Okay, I'm logging in. All that music that you heard was all my iPads as I'm logging in. So it must be under account settings, mustn't it? Let's have a look at it. Charles in homeopathy. I wonder if it still will be. I must admit, I have had some good experiences with homeopathy. But, you know, if it was life-threatening, then I would probably be thinking of something else. I gave some homeopathy to the dog. The dog got kennel cough. Kennel cough can be fatal, and 8 of his friends died. So he's wandering around the house, couldn't breathe. And I was always told, you know kennel cough when you heard it. And you do. I was in no doubt once I'd heard it that it was kennel cough. And couldn't get him in at the vet. Wasn't doing any good anyway. They were giving him antibiotics like they were Smarties. And these dogs were still dying. So I looked up the homeopathy thing and I ordered it from Amazon on 2-hour delivery. I got it back with a pestle and mortar and I put it all together. And my mum said, do you think it's going to work? What if it makes him worse? I said, well, you know, with it being for dogs. I said, well, I've checked it's okay for animals, but I intend to take it first. So I took it first. I was fine. So 4 hours later, gave it the dog. And within 40 minutes, it had gone. The kennel cough had actually completely gone. I know there can be a placebo effect, but not with a dog. He had no idea what he was having. To him, it was a piece of cheese. It was actually doctored inside. But yeah, it worked for him. Yeah. Charlie can toddle off. Yeah, I must admit, I wasn't concerned myself. I heard the word prince and thought, oh God, I hope it's not William. But then it was Charles, and I thought, well, not to worry. I wasn't in the slightest bit worried. She could open up Windsor Castle, couldn't she, Pete? I mean, seriously, 1,000 rooms, you know, even sort of 5 people in each, that'd be pretty good. And I'm sure she won't, though. And he's self-isolating in a castle. He's in one wing and he's, I would say lady wife, but I won't. His wife is in the other wing. Right, I am in iCloud and I'm looking, manage my Apple ID. That's what I want. Your account for everything. Oh, for crying out loud, I've literally only just logged in. Do you do it in there? Is it under Elaine at the top? Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm with you, Helen. This is totally ridiculous. I've literally just logged in and now it wants me to log in again. Oh, it's still me. Yeah, still the same me.
Did you tell Pete I wasn't training you,
Chris? I didn't tell Pete what you were training. No, no, that was a secret, Mike. Right. No, hang on. What's going on now? Oh, come on, Apple. You're going to make me... No, allow. Is that cancel or allow this? I was sure you could, but I could well have dropped off my proverbial twig by the time I get there. Right, let's try that. Now I'm logged in. Okay. Apple ID. App specific, trusted phone numbers, devices. Yeah, that goes on for about 19 pages. Right, Apple ID, edit at the top. There is an option to change it, Helen. It's underneath, let's hope you're in the right place. appleid.apple.com/account/manage. Then it says underneath your name. Underneath that, it says your Apple ID is, and it's got my email address. Underneath that, on the white background, it says account. Next to that, it says Apple ID, and it's got my email address, but it's not in a box that you can change. But underneath that, there is an option in blue that says change Apple ID. Now, if yours is a Sky ID, you should be able to change it. So click that second blue option and see if it will actually let you do it. I've got phone numbers in here and I'm wondering who on earth they belong to. I'm contactable at 2 of those numbers are mine, but I'm not sure about the third one. I better go and have a look at that now. Right. Change logs. I need to set one up. Any general tips or formats? You can get change logs. I use a standard format and I got that. Let me think where I would have put that. Change log format, possibly in Notion, in our wiki. I may have put it in there. I got it off the net and I just tweaked it slightly. So it worked for us. So let me see if I can find the link. Change log. Mm-hmm. Do you know how many times you use the word change in Notion? I'll find it for you. I'm making a note of it on my post-it note. I used a standard format. I haven't really done that before. I've worked on the principle, you know, there's only me doing it and it'll be fine. I won't forget. And then obviously I forget. So I decided for something that we're putting together that I would put a changelog together, and it worked well. And I know it was in Notion because it was something I was building in Notion that was documented. So I'll find the link, Pete, and I will let you know. But yes, there are standard formats when it comes to changelogs. Is it a changelog for coding or is it for a document? If it's for a document, it might be slightly different than the one I've got, but I will find one. That's what I'm looking for. You know, I said I'd gone paperless, and I have gone paperless. The pen's given up on me now. So now I've had to dig the pens out. Right, got that. Let's bin that pen, changelog. Right, let me find the chat and see what it's a changelog of. the post-it note is possibly one up. spelled it wrong. It's how do you spell nucleus? It's N-U-C-L-E-U-S, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there no A in it?
No.
No. It's an E, but you were close enough. Da-da-da. Is it the dreaded nucleus tomorrow?
No.
A day off?
No, it's Excel VBA tomorrow.
Oh, no, he loves Excel VBA. He gets all
I'll tell you how nucleus came about. They brought in a new intranet, like we said yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had a competition to name the new system.
So, you were very lucky it wasn't...
dog poo.
Well, no. Intranet McBoaty Face, really. You were very, very lucky. Intranet Mac Intranet Face. Nucleus wondered it. Nucleus. That's because they're all scientists.
Yeah.
A lot of them are scientists. Yeah. Oh, well. Good luck with that tomorrow. Let us know how you go on, Helen. I haven't actually clicked the link to do it because I'm too scared to do that. My Apple ID, I dread to think how much I've spent over the years. But let us know how you go on. Yeah, right. You are honoured to be on a post-it note. I now have two post-it notes and my hand. But the bit on my hand has been transferred to the post-it note. So once you're on a post-it note, you can consider it virtually done, as long as I don't lose the post-it notes. So it's a change log for a document, tracking changes between various iterations. Yep, the one I used was for, I think it was website development. I mean, they're pretty standard, but I will see in what way it would vary for a document, and I will let you know. So we can certainly cover that tomorrow. Anybody finding the message? The shop you've chosen is closed after proceeding to order something. No, I haven't seen that one. I have got rather excited, which I haven't even had a chance to share with Mike yet, that one of our supermarkets, Morrison's, has got into bed, figuratively, I assume, with Amazon, and there's fresh food. There's mushrooms and all the kinds of stuff that we eat. Because I was looking at eating tinned peas and tinned carrots, and I was thinking this isn't going to end well. But we've had to buy them in just in case. We've also had to buy in dehydrated mashed potato that we would intend to rehydrate. It's like the smash ads from the 70s. Who remembers the smash ads from the 70s? They were the best ads, weren't they? They were the best ads. You've never seen one. I'm going to find it on YouTube because Jonathan's certainly not old enough to remember this. But the smash ads were fabulous. Everybody was talking about them. Smash advert 1970. Was I really three? They're very, very short, these. But funny. It was basically us being laughed at by some like robots. And the idea was that people were peeling potatoes. Yes, for mash gets smash, exactly. That was the tagline. So these robots were laughing because their potatoes, you just poured water on and you were done. And people were actually peeling potatoes. My mother objected to these adverts because my father at the time, he was a transport manager for a company, I mentioned this the other day, who delivered school meals. But the company he worked for also had a farm part to them. And he was big on potatoes and he wouldn't eat anything that wasn't a proper potato. So he wouldn't have frozen chips, he wouldn't have waffles, he wouldn't have anything that was easy for the poor woman. And that went on all their married life. And then he reached 65 and he wanted to retire. And she was like, well, you know, if you work for another year, your pension's more. No, I'm retiring, but you won't have to lift a finger, my love. What was he like, Mike? I'll peel all the potatoes and everything and do all of the veg. And she was like, really? I'm liking this. So he retired. He duly retired. And the other thing he said he would do was deep clean the cooker every week. Guess what happened? The cooker did not get cleaned unless somebody else did it. And as for the potatoes, he started eating frozen. She went orbital. All of a sudden, when he had to peel them, frozen was fine. I love the tango ads. The one I like was from the 70s, Cresta. It's frothy, man.
I remember that.
And the other one,
it was a polar bear
that advertised it. It was a surfing polar bear. It was basically a soda, a strawberry flavoured soda. But the other ad that I really loved was, this was mid-80s, I think. Umbongo, umbongo, they drink it in the Congo. Now, we did that on a Mac Bites. It was a fruit juice, really fruity. It was really nice. And it's called umbongo. And the ad was all these animals singing, umbongo, umbongo, they drink it in the Congo. And it there was a lot more lyrics to it. When we did it in the Mac Bites, I don't think Graham's with us tonight, but Graham pinged me on Twitter and said, thanks for that. Can't get it out of my head now. All day I've been thinking on bongo and bongo. These are ads that you remember. They are your childhood. Had shop for a delivery from Asda. As soon as you click pay, the entire site emptied. Yep, a lot of people have been saying that, Helen. Which browser are you using? This is only anecdotal, but people have been saying that they have had multiple crashes. It's deleted orders, all kinds of things. Can't place an order in Google Chrome. But if they switch to something else, and the one that was mentioned was Microsoft Edge, which is available for Windows and Mac, the order went straight through. So three more people came back. It's in our local M33 group. Three more people came back and said, I had exactly the same problem, and that solved it. So I have no idea why it's not playing nice with Chrome, but the rumour has it it's not playing nice from Chrome. Oh, I am brew. Yes.
Made in Scotland.
Yeah, made from Gerdas. I love that. Love the surf ads and the Tesco ones. Yeah, was that washing powder? There was a great washing powder ad. It was a young lad who wanted his mum to do his washing, and he didn't give her the washing, and she's going out the house, and he says, oh, I need that shirt. And she says, we'll have to wash it yourself then. And he's walking around trying to read what he does with the washing powder, and the washing powder's going all over the floor. A real idiot lad. But then he's walking up the street in the other jumper. She said, why don't you wear X? And he said, I'm not being seen dead in that. And the next minute he's walking up the road wearing it because he just couldn't manage to wash his shirt. Which is Edge based on Chrome? Edge is based on Chrome, so I don't know why it would be giving a different result. But what I would say with Edge is, because I installed that, if you remember, did a demo and actually used it, it is faster. So there must be some difference, even though it's based on that. Was it fruit pastels? It was. I remember that ad. I do remember that one. The juice loose about the hoose. Yes, I do remember that one.
No.
Oh, I think it was fruit pastels because my mum loved those. She always ate those. She would have those in preference to, what's the other ones I have? No, I like fruit pastels. What was that other one called? It wasn't wine gums. It was something gums though. Do you remember fruit gums? I think it was fruit gums, but maybe it was fruit pasta. It was one or the other. It's always worth trying another browser, Helen, because if you leave the thing before you try checking out in browser number one and you can log in on browser number two, everything should be there and you would then be able to buy it. So fingers crossed, just keep trying different browsers. I just heard that Edge was okay. Maybe Firefox would be okay. I don't know. But all the trouble Mike's been having with Asda and the air has been blue. He's been in Google Chrome. So I said, just switch and see how we go. It was Maynard's wine gums. Now, my mum did eat that. She did like Maynard's wine gums, but she also ate fruit gums, which were, they were very hard, very, very hard in a tube. I much preferred fruit pastels in a tube. Grandad roller cap. Oh, good grief. Opal Fruits, made to make your mouth water. And didn't they change their name? Did Opal Fruits change their name? I know Marathon did. Marathon became Snickers, which is a horrible name. Not that I eat it, but that's not the point. The two housewives.
Yeah.
That was a map bites. I know. We did a map bites like that. We're very bad because then it gets in their mind and can't get it out, can you? Now, I need to put the call out for tomorrow as well. If anybody wants to come on with their chosen subject, your specialist area, let me know. Jonathan was amazing. I got so much positive feedback about Jonathan being amazing. So if anybody wants to come on with their chosen subject, let me know. I can put the call out and people can have a think about what questions they've got about it. Do let me know. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with Mike doing Excel and me doing Affinity, because that's what he nominated me for. I thought you were going to nominate me for something like sewing your trousers and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
He got his Freddy outfit, didn't try it on, typical bloke. Came to the day we were going to the concert, puts it on, says, how do they look? I said, they look fab. You do realise that it's torn right up the side, don't you? And where the seam should have been, it was like literally as though the fabric had just not caught. I had to lower my own personal standards here and get a needle and thread out and stitch his trousers for him. That was the first and last time, Mike. Having said that, we hadn't been going out above, what, 6 to 7 weeks? When you got a flat tyre at the flat.
Oh, yeah.
And he had no idea what to do with it. So I said, well, just change the wheel. And he just looked at me. I said, for God's sake. I said, get the jack out. And he's still looking at me. I said, it's in the boot, the thing with the handle. So he basically emptied the boot, threw everything at me that was in there. And there's me. I was, what, 24? On my hands and knees, changing his wheel. I'm the techie one. This is why Mike does the washing. I get confused with the white goods. That's right. Opal Fruit became Starburst, which is ludicrous. When they were Opal Fruits, you knew what they were. Yeah, completely forgotten the name. So I wouldn't be going in and asking for them, would I? Oh, you're very welcome, Jonathan. It was amazing. We loved it. We loved it. He has set the bar high, but we are a family here. It doesn't matter how good you are. You're just coming on and sharing. I mean, we're all going to be going mental by day 90, aren't we? So we're going to put other stuff in the shows. But it's great fun. We're having great fun with it. We hope you're having great fun with it. Wonder what will happen tomorrow. Boris came on today, but he didn't say much. The big thing now is, which he's making us wait for, is self-employed people and what they can expect, which I figured would be a bag of pork scratchings if you were lucky. But that will be tomorrow's news. And Boris's conference handily comes on between 5 and 5.15, which means I have time to watch it and digest it and then share the joy with you. But I give you the short version, not the long version, including all, believe me, all of the journalists. And anybody in the UK who has watched this thing, has anybody noticed? Why does Laura Kunzberg always get the first question? Even when they're remote, she gets the first question. And I've also noticed when the election was on in December, doesn't that seem like 10 lifetimes ago? She was going up on tour with Boris as well. So she was getting preferential treatment then as well. People will be talking about that. Trying to think of a specialist subject that wouldn't get you fired or cause mass panic. How about podcasting? Oh, yeah, ambulances and trauma care. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Don't finish your six. Could get back. Yep, that'd be brilliant, Pete. If you would like to come on tomorrow, absolutely. The air ambulance is amazing. We do see that passing over quite a bit. We have a very, very small airfield, and I think it runs out of there. The police helicopter definitely does. So as the crow flies, this thing's probably no more than 3 miles away. You know, up near Macro?
Yeah.
What's the airfield called? Barton Aerodrome. It is literally not that far away. Pete, I've seen some of them and some of them aren't kind, but she does get on my nerves. She loves everything to be a complete drama that she's in the middle of. I mean, the Brexit coverage was like, if they don't get that woman off the TV, I'm going to throttle her. And the thing that I thought with her was as well, on Facebook and Twitter, no matter whether they were pro-Brexit or anti-Brexit, everybody hated her. So at least in that respect, she did bring the country together. But she stands there looking so serious and you're thinking, oh, just a doom monger. What would that woman do if the country was running fine? Well, she'd be out of work, wouldn't she? She's such a drama queen, I must admit. The questions tonight were just basically, can you confirm it's not going well? And you're thinking, well, it is what it is, love. That's not really a question, is it? You might be better asking him what his plans are and at what rate is he thinking of bringing in things faster. But we are where we are. So there's no point arguing the toss with him. But that was just me. There you go. Everybody would love to hear our ambulance stories. Excellent. We're sorted for tomorrow, Pete. If you can't make it, don't worry. We will fit it in whenever. If you can, that would be amazing. Mike with XL or air ambulances?
Air ambulances.
I think it's going to be air ambulances, isn't it? And if you want to bring...
You know everything there is to know about XL. Oh,
no, no, there's always questions about that, because Pete had questions about the affinity stuff tonight. I mean, you can demonstrate something and you can watch that demonstration and you can be like, yep, I've got that. And then you've got a document in front of you and you're thinking, can it do that? Can't it do that? And you just need a quick reminder, like tonight. Ah, happy to be here to help. All questions taken. Keep those and put them in Slack. There you go. Good night, Helen. Good night. Good luck changing your ID. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed for you. Ah, right. So we have eaten, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got. Yeah. No, no, no. We can't have any more because we're on rations. But I'd have found some fresh food. And potentially it might even arrive at the door. I'm going to share it with you very soon. Morrison's have got into bed with Amazon, but only for Prime people. So there's, and they had fresh mushrooms. Have you ever seen anybody drooling over fresh mushrooms? It's very unseemly, what can I say? But we love fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and we're out of both now. So after, what are we, 10 days in, we got some shopping that day, didn't we? That was the day... Well, apple and banana last a little bit longer, don't they? But we have to keep the banana in case I need some quick notes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. But, yeah, that we've got no grapes left anymore. Thank you. We've got no strawberries. We've got no raspberries. We've got no blueberries, no blackberries. All of which I absolutely love, but needs must. So it's an apple and potentially a banana if I'm very, very, very lucky. So that's where we're at. You're not training tomorrow night, are you?
No.
No, Mike's not training tomorrow, but you're training during the day, but you're training something you like.
Yes.
Yeah. What am I doing? I've got show prep to do and things, but now I've got a whole list of things you'd like me to include. So that's good as well. Do pop into Slack. Did you see that picture I posted? I'm not sure how true that is, but I posted a picture earlier. What do you swear by, Jonathan? Frozen berries. Oh, frozen berries. That's a good idea. We didn't buy any frozen berries, did we? You know where sell frozen berries? Farm Foods. Never tried them.
Yeah.
Never tried them. Farm Foods was the one that I was talking about where you get coupons. So you've only got tomatoes, carrots and apples fresh. We haven't even got... The carrots went off 2 days ago, unfortunately. Tomatoes, are we almost out?
Yeah, we'll be tomorrow.
We'll be out tomorrow of tomatoes. So this is why I'm so excited about the prospect of somebody delivering something fresh. Of course, there's a lot that can happen between placing the order and getting the delivery. Just fingers crossed as to what they've got in and when they've got it in, unfortunately. I'm going to try that, Jonathan. I'm going to try that. I would imagine they'd make good smoothies. In my head, the only time I've seen sort of frozen fruit like that is... meringues. Pavlova. My mum used to buy a strawberry pavlova because it was gluten and wheat free. So way back in the day when mum was still going out shopping, every now and then she would treat us and she would come in with this pavlova. And she also put extra fruit on the top. But you had to be very careful with it because obviously the pavlova is supposed to be like crispy and the fruit is very watery. So she had tricks. It was always fantastic when she did it. Not quite so good when I did it. But yeah, it's a good idea for smoothies as well. Mmm. I'm liking these ideas. We could Johnny could have a cookery spot. I think he's secretly the galloping gourmet.
Is there anything Johnny doesn't know?
Johnny knows everything. absolutely. Excellent. Right, I shall be trying that. I will be trying these ideas if I can ever get my hands on any of them. The latest from our local supermarket is you have got to keep 2 metres apart. You will be kept outside the store in the sole discretion of the manager if he deems it's too people-y, which for me is like anybody else in there. But the farce is our Tesco. It's a huge Tesco. It's been there years and years. It has its own car park, but its car park is on the roof. So obviously, to get a trolley up to the car park, you've got to use the lift. There is only two lifts. And they're only letting one person in the lift at a time. So Mike said, can you imagine the queue for the lift? I can imagine people trying to get a trolley up the stairs myself. Seriously. But the other thing that they've done, and people are not pleased with this, you are only allowed one person from a family to go in. And single parents are playing heck. There was somebody went to the local Aldi and went in with two children. It was a guy and he's a single dad. And she said, you'll have to leave the children outside. And he said, but one's 8 and one's 2. I can't do that. And she said, we can't bring them in either. So he had to leave with no food. He came back and he tweeted to Aldi on Twitter. HQ came back and said, that's rubbish. I will tell me which store it is and I will personally ring the manager. Go back to the store and you'll be able to go in. So at least they fixed it. But I don't know whether there was a miscommunication between the management or whether they were actually making an exception. But the latest on that is if you do have issues with a child, you know, it's ADHD or you are a single parent, then you can actually take them in with you. I mean, it. To me, it's ridiculous. That's obvious. I said, can you imagine to Mike that all children have to be left outside the store? You'd have people who were of that inclination nicking kids from outside stores. Seriously? But that's where we're at today. I love that, Pete. Tony Craddock's natural successor. A frozen truck. Oh, I'm going to make a note of that, Pete. Yeah, because Paul, let me say, I bet, do we have that in the UK? Probably not. Typical. Not much has been delivered here at the moment. Let me have a look at that. Oh, it's not getting anywhere. Why are you not getting anywhere? Maybe their site's down. I am not getting there. But I will keep that link and I will go and have a look at it later. Right. X is on the floor. We've got like what looks like crime scene tape and they are tending to put it in squares and then you've got to stand that distance apart. Oh, that's good, Pete. I've always thought Aldi are pretty decent. They had a rough ride when they first arrived, but that was their own stupid fault. They wouldn't let people wear poppies, and with them being a German company, that did not go down well. They've relented on that considerably. And they are, it's so comical with all our friends. They don't want to be seen in Aldi. And any time you see them, it's, well, they had some tools on, but I wouldn't eat the food. And then you look in the trolley and it's full of food. I love the food from Aldi.
Shall I tell them about my phone calls?
What phone calls?
My phone calls. Come on. The two above me in the list.
Oh, God, yes. Come on, do that. Come over here and I'll move it up. Yeah. There we go.
Was it Monday night?
I think it was Monday.
Yeah, on Monday night, as many of you know, I was in a meeting and the meeting was our social group, Catanians. And we decided because we can't physically meet up, yes, we can have virtual meetups, but it was decided, particularly as a lot of them are older, that we would have a telephone chain thing. So somebody produced an alphabetical list of all the people in the group. And the idea was that you would ring the next two people on the list. Except I'm second to bottom in the alphabetical list.
At that stage, you thought you'd locked out.
I thought I'd only have to ring one person.
Don't cough like that, they'll get concerned.
No, it's because I've been talking.
All day.
Yeah, and eating things I shouldn't be eating. Doesn't do much for my throat.
No, it doesn't. Keeps people away from you, though.
It does, actually, yes. So yeah, I've got to bring the last person on the list and the first person on the list. So I've had...
I posted a comment on our WhatsApp group, which is...
No, it's something totally different.
Oh, right, that's all right then.
So, anyway, I've had two voicemails today in the last few minutes, just checking that we're okay.
Oh, my God.
So, I'd better do my ringing round, hadn't I?
I think you should.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that they're still alive.
Yes.
It's like a telephone chain, but I said, you know, long term, that's not going to work because you'd be talking to the same people.
Well, you get a rapport with them.
Oh, my God.
What?
It's all about food on the group, isn't it? It's all about food. They've got a camp. Some of our friends have got a campfire going. They just can't stay in the house. They've got to be in the garden or out. They went out for a drive today. I mean, for crying out loud. What part of stay at home do they not understand? I've got 27 messages that have come in the last sort of 15 minutes. Ye gods, they think they can talk a lot, that lot. I would much rather be talking to you, so let's get rid of that. So Jonathan and I might bump into each other in Aldi. That is quite possible. We've done the tour of Aldi's. There's a lovely Aldi we went to a long time ago with Mayo, wasn't there, in Prestwich. And we were up in Prestwich. We were probably at... Oh, that seems like forever ago. Slattery's for cake. And we ended up in Prestwich. Mike was in his element because he likes halva. And because they had a huge Jewish section, there he was with the halva. Oh, he was enjoying himself there. Good night, Pete. And good luck tomorrow. We will be thinking of you all day tomorrow. Well, I've got a huge list of stuff that I can turn into a show by the miracles of modern technology. Long be modern technology keep going. Now is not the time to find that something's broken, is it? Oh, my God. Yeah, 9 o'clock. No. No, Jonathan. No. You don't like halva. Oh, my word. Mike introduced me to halva. And I must admit, I was very, very ginger with it at the beginning. But I loved it. And he used to cheat as well. We did have some the other week, only because you found some. But Mike also, way back in the day, before I gave up chocolate, would put chocolate on it as well. So literally 1 inch square of it and you were in a coma. It was that sweet. So yes, it is a bit on the sweet side. What did you get in it? There was one, halva and something. It wasn't chocolate. It was something like... raisins or something, but it's very nice anyway. Well, in that case, I won't meet you at the halva aisle, will I? And if you're in at 9 a.m, no, 9 a.m. Although, having said that, I was up at 9 a.m. this morning. You know why I was up at 9 a.m, Mike? Shall I share why I was up at 9 a.m?
Because His Majesty wanted you.
Exactly. The priest texted. Got a crisis with live streaming. Don't ask. Just don't ask. And I looked at the time and it was something like 13 minutes to 8. I thought, for God's sake, man, I wasn't in bed till 4:30. But I did send a text back and sort of basically, right, leave it there. Wait until I'm awake, which will be about 11 o'clock. Still, at least the priest's alive because he's self-isolating at the presbytery. So he's just got himself the statues and the candles to keep him warm. But hey, at least he's got the candles. Right, okay then. I hope you have enjoyed tonight. I am looking forward to tomorrow. I hope you are looking forward to tomorrow. Same time, same place. Mike is unaware of the issue with the graphic, so I'm about to share that with him. But the graphic will disappear because we're about to go to semi-live. And the graphic will be working by tomorrow, even if we have to take a hammer on it. So the graphic will only be there when we are actually live. Now, if you've already logged in and the chat's there and you're chatting and you're wondering if we are live or not, then you're going to have to refresh it because if you're already in there, the graphic won't automatically appear, will it, Mike? But if somebody comes in and wonders if we're live or not, then they should know. That's the plan anyway. So hopefully that will all work tomorrow. So same time, same place. Good to talk to you, Kim. Don't anybody forget, if you are going stir crazy and you just want to chat, you know where I am. Ping me. Obviously, not before 9 a.m. That's the priest found out. I'm a bit grumpy before 9 a.m. And the gym, I don't think that would put a smile on my face, Jonathan. Not at 9 a.m. My biking was usually done much later than that. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we will both see you next time, which is tomorrow.